is Global Air Force with your host, Dr. Jim Rohn.
Today, my friend, we are going back to Dr. James Maloney's book. The book is titled The Dancing Hand of God. That's exactly what it does. So as I continue on in this book, I'm going to another section called The Cerebral Palsy Girl. Several years after the above testimony, I was ministering in this one particular home meeting where parents brought their little girl, approximately 5 years of age, and one could immediately see that she was afflicted by cerebral palsy. The parents loved that little girl wholeheartedly, yet understandably, they were devastated by her suffering. The little dear's equilibrium was off balance, and she would wobble when she walked, among all the other disorders with the disease. It was terrible to behold this amazing little creature who was forced to struggle with such a pervasive ailment. She would topple over, seemingly always dizzy. My heart seemed rent in two, and I felt this flow of compassion rush out to her. As I went to lay hands upon her, the Holy Spirit checked me, and I was impressed by him. She doesn't need prayer. She needs you to pick her up and just love on her. So I gathered her up in my arms and turned my back on the congregation. I cradled her and just loved her, my spirit oozing out this burdensome feeling of compassion. Apparently, someone in the group was timing this occurrence, for they told me later I had held her in my arms for 15 minutes. It didn't seem that long to me. All of this love and compassion poured out of my spirit during that quarter of an hour. It just seemed to cover over her. And the more she soaked it up, the more it continued to build until finally it would burst. I felt it would burst. I didn't pray one word over her. Suddenly, I felt the flow of love empty. I turned to face the parents, my face beaming. I placed the little girl on her feet and said, "You run to Mommy and Daddy." And the little girl ran in a perfectly straight line to her parents. Of course, the whole house fell into rejoicing. I recall a few weeks later returning near the area of that home meeting and encountering the parents in the church parking lot. They said their dear daughter had been healed of cerebral palsy and could now even climb trees. They gave God all the glory, and I shouted his praise too. Hallelujah! Can you see why it pays to follow the divine flow of love? My friend, that's what we need when we meet in churches and groups. We need to feel the presence of God. We need to experience the presence of God in our heart and lives. So, until we meet again, go with God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.